Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Okay, so James Kennedy told me about this crazy party that Hulu threw in Beverly Hills. Kate Chastain was there, a bunch of the housewives, and even Captain Lee. So I just have one question. Why was I not invited? Now I have to watch the commercials to see what happened, like everyone else. Like, extreme FOMO here. But lucky for you, Hulu has the reality TV you love. So start your free trial today at Hulu.com.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
All right, here we are back in studio getting into some shenanigans with one of my favorite humans who has been here before, but it's literally been over a year. I just saw your beautiful Jesus. Face next to mine on the Vegas strip still. It's Mr. Chester Lockhart.
Hi.
So legit, every two to three minutes, our like thing on the Jumbotron in Paris is still playing.
Because people message it to me every day. They're like, oh my God, I didn't know you were doing a show in Vegas. And I was like, A year and a half ago. Which is, oh my God, I can't even think. And I was here, the last time I was here was my birthday.
Yeah.
Last year, oh my God, that's crazy. And you, okay, I was going to say this to you in the lobby because it makes me mad every time I see you that you're not getting any older. So I don't know what the fuck I have to do to like
It's just get Botox, I think. Or maybe it's now that I'm like, I'm actually like happy and content in life.
What is that like?
You know what? It's crazy. I'm still figuring it out because I'm like, I haven't felt this way, I don't think ever, sadly.
That's really sad,
I know.
I love hearing that you are happy.
Yeah.
I can tell you look like you're 14 years old.
Thanks.
So.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
It's working. So I was just obviously in Vegas and Brock had stepped away for a few. Brock's my boyfriend who
We're going to put a pin in that and we're going to talk about Miss Brock in a minute.
Yes. And so he had stepped away for a second and I'm sitting down with Randall, Lala's fiance, and Jax. They're gambling. Well, actually, Randall's just gambling. Jax and I have no idea what this game is. It was called, like, Baccarat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I always see that, and I have literally no idea.
No idea. Randall's, like, crumbling cards, screaming out, monkey! And then there's, like, and Jax and I mean, we're drunk. We're just looking at each other. He's like, do you know what's going on? I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
This
Randall's
sounds like my
just,
sex
like,
life.
Throwing chips to everyone, and we're like, what is happening? So anyways, we're playing this game and then it's like on like in between hands or whatever. And Randall's like, Sheena, he's like, seriously, he's like, I don't think I've ever seen you this happy. And I was like, well, Randall, sadly, since I've known you, I haven't been this happy. So thank you for noticing. But yeah, I mean, This guy, he was on my show a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so how long has this been?
Okay, so it started almost 3 months ago, but it was like, I was very like, no, no, no. I like still had someone I was seeing who you knew, you did the Paris Hilton music video with him. He came out to our show in Vegas. Yeah, so that was like still a thing. And it was, you know, just going great, casual, friends, benefits.
Hot.
Yeah, working perfectly. Was very content in my single life. And then this gorgeous Kiwi of a man just comes up to me.
Accent?
Oh, yeah, that's what got me. Not only does he like look like Aquaman, but he's such a nice, respectful person. Like, he treats me so well. And I was like, I don't know what this is. So for the first like few weeks, I was just like pushing him away. And I was like, please lose my number. Never speak to me again. This is too good to be true. Like, I don't know.
Me with every person. I'm always, if someone's like attractive and smart and like nice,
yeah.
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Like, so he came up to me at an after party and I heard the accent. Obviously, he's gorgeous. So we started chatting. I was like, oh, I was just in New Zealand and Australia. So I was like showing him like photos of me like jumping off the Sky Tower in New Zealand and all of this. And then we went to the music festival the next day. And that night at the festival, he did the Dirty Dancing move with me. And when I came down from that,
you were pregnant.
That's when he planted the first kiss on me. Yeah. It was just like one of those fucking scenes
out
of a
movie. I'm leaving. I'm fucking wish it up.
So, yeah, I know I've talked about this on the last few episodes. So I don't want to bore you guys with my love story, but that was kind of how it started. And then after that, I was just like, okay, you know, that was a fun night. But then, like, he drove up to L.A. Then he sent me flowers.
Where does he live?
He lives in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but it hasn't actually been an issue. We're back and forth every week. We travel, like, every other week. So it hasn't been an issue yet. Everyone's like, when are you guys moving in together? I'm like, whoa. Whoa, pump
wow,
the brakes.
Honestly.
Been a few months.
Why do people push that on you so soon?
Yeah, I'm Jax, like, this weekend, we were hanging out with him and Brittany. It was just the four of us. And it was great just like for him to like get to know the cast and my friends. And now that I'm in a relationship, it's like not just me third wheeling and being singled out of everything. And him and Jax, oh my God, when they're drunk, they are the same human. Brittany and
really?
I were just dying laughing. We call them Dory. You know, like Finding Nemo Dory. Brock was like, I swear, he's like, our conversations are just C's. They never go full circle. It just like it starts and then we're like, wait, what were we talking about? Go back to the beginning. Like, it was like 4 hours at a suite in Planet Hollywood just talking about the same thing.
I love it.
Over and over. It's hilarious. But we had so much fun. And I mean, he fits in great with everyone. Everyone loves him. So it was like, you know, he sent me flowers and then he drove up and made me dinner when I was sick one day. And it was just all of these sweet things he kept doing. And then he went to Australia to play in the World Cup, the Rugby 9 World Cup. He was on the U.S. team playing against Australia and against New Zealand. Yeah. And it was funny because he was playing against his two home countries. He was born in New Zealand, raised in Australia.
Okay. We're going to have to back this the hell up. Okay, so you're telling me this dude. No, because we don't get to see each other that often.
I know.
So
I have to get you in a podcast just to catch up with you, and you guys all have to listen to it.
When I stalk you on Instagram, that's how I like feel like I'm part of your life. And
same.
So when I started seeing you in these waterfalls and shit.
Right?
With this hunk of a man. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
The photo I posted.
Honestly, do you see just like rays shooting out of your badge? Like, that's how I would be. I feel like there's rainbows.
Yeah.
And then you're telling me not only is he nice and he like fits in with your friends and he's a good dude that like is like committed, but he's also a rugby player. So like what do I have to pay to get tackled? I guess that's my question. Like, does he do that like on commission or like what?
You can ask him when you meet him.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So we're going to see him right after this. Great. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm actually, tomorrow night I'm driving down to San Diego.
Oh my God, my jealousy is
out of control. So I'm going to do a Disney day and then I'm like halfway there and then just continue down to San Diego.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, my life just like changed in like a podcast episode. It was like shenanigans, you know, like mm-hmm. 9 weeks ago, I was like single as fuck, single Sheena forever. And then it was like 8 weeks ago, I'm like, so I met this guy.
It's always like that though. It's like whenever you're like in, you're like, I'm ready for a relationship. I want to do something. It's like everything goes fucking wrong. And then the second you're like, I'm chilling, I'm good. And then like something out of the blue you never expected.
No, I was so content. But here's what's crazy. So do you remember like, it was a little over a year ago. It was last September. I did an episode of Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, so there were like, at the time, I was still seeing Adam. There were like all these things that Tyler told me specifically, how this is not your person. We're in this 6 month period. And he's like, I see a big geographical distance in the future. I see a pattern of repeating behavior that's like not good behavior. All of these things. I was like, oh my God, pun intended, spot on. So
okay, I hate you. Boo for that.
Literally, I was just like, but at the time, I was like, so like in it, and I was like going to like meet his family in like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, no, it's wrong. It's wrong. Like, I'm just going to wait this out. And so at the end of that reading, what you didn't see in the episode was I was like, okay, he's like, any questions? I was like, yeah, I want to know everything, like love, career, like family, like health, all of that. Yeah. He told me that I was subject to catch bronchitis in December, and at the first sign of a cough to treat it, and it wouldn't turn into anything. I'm not joking. Literally December 1st. It was either like November 30th, but like at midnight I was there. December 1st. Last year. I was at Jingle Ball.
Okay.
And that night, I didn't have a jacket with me. I thought I was going to be at an indoor concert. The red carpet was like outside.
Oh my God.
I'm in a crop top, peruse, a vinyl mini skirt. And I'm like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. It's like, it's December 1st or like at midnight. It was December 1st, whatever it was in my mind. And I was like, what if I wake up sick tomorrow? And I'm not kidding. Like, whether I manifested that or he predicted it, I had a little cough the first week of December.
And you were like, bitch, go to this doctor right now.
I am taking every antibiotic, emergency, zinc, everything possible. It didn't turn into anything. But I was like, okay, that's sign number one. And then right at the 6 month mark, shit with Adam and I just crumbles. Like, it's bad. It ended bad. And I was like,
okay. We need to talk about that. Maybe not here, but we need to talk about that because I have
later.
A lot of questions.
Yeah,
bitch.
He's canceled on the mm-hmm. podcast. It's just mm-hmm. part of the story, so mm-hmm. yeah.
No, I can sense that. I see the look in your eye. Mm-hmm.
So then there were like things that he had said about my mom and dad's health that were so insanely just correct. It was so nuts. And he told me, he was like, I see you having kids in an unconventional way, but I definitely see you as a mother. And I'm like, you mean like adoption? And he was like, not necessarily. And I'm like in vitro, like maybe not like a natural mm-hmm. pregnancy, but like, you know, like scientifically mm-hmm. pregnant. And he was like, yeah, something along those lines. And I was like, that's so crazy because I've been thinking about freezing my eggs for the past few years. And his eyes just like lit up and he was like, you need to do that. And I was like, okay. And so I did. I did two rounds and I'm actually getting ready to do my third round.
Is it a lot?
In February.
Is that process a lot?
Honestly, going through it is the easiest part. It's the prep leading up to and what you have to give up. The injections, like the hormones, that was fine. Like, I will say this summer, filming Vanderpump Rules, single, hormonal, stabbing myself 6 times a day, like sober and celibate, that was very challenging, but I knew I was a strong enough person that I could do it. And it was
6 times a day?
Yeah, because you have 6 different injections. So it was like one in the morning and then 3 in the afternoon and then like 2 at night.
For how many days?
For about 12 days.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes it was only 4 a day. Like you finished like the one shot, like you only did that for the first like 6 days. And then they had to add another one. And then that was making me nauseous while filming a fucking reality show. But it
was
just
already on edge. Oh
yeah.
My God.
But it was just so important for me to do it this summer specifically and to have the cameras capture it because as much as, you know, 1.1 million people follow me on social media, mm-hmm. 1.1 people minimum watch that show a week. Mm. So to be able, and that's all across the world.
Right, there's
millions of people who watch it. That's just what we get like live in America.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I really want to tell this story on the show. It was a storyline they were following, which, I mean, you never know what's going to make it on air.
Yeah.
But it was important to me just to do that for women to know that, like, you know, you can be 34 and single and not have to settle down. You can do this on your own. You can freeze your eggs. Like, there's so many options. So I put myself through that very selflessly for my future maybe baby and just for women all over the world. And it was challenging, but I did it. I got through
it.
And
if you feel like it's worth it to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be considering it a third time if it was that hard.
Yeah, oh my God.
The hardest part was like giving up carbs, sex, and weed. The alcohol, yeah. It was like a very low.
That's what stuck out to me. You can't have bread? What the fuck?
Gave up bread. It was like a low, healthy carb diet that I was on for like a month.
Wow. Each time you do it, you have
each
to.
Each time I do it. The first time I did it, I had to do like a 3-week cleanse before and start taking all these supplements. So that was 50 days total that I was sober. And then the second time was only 3 weeks, so that was way easier because the day I went in for my blood work, they were like, oh, you're good to go. Like, you're ready to start tomorrow. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I was like, okay, and I'm just going to be completely transparent and honest. I was high last night. I was at a birthday. It was Tom Sandoval's birthday party last night. I was not sober. And they're like, Sheena, 98% of people who come in here aren't cleansing and sober. Like, you're fine if you want to start tomorrow. And I'm like, all right, yeah, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
So I did it. And so this time I feel like it's going to probably be the same because I've been on the supplements for over a year now.
Yeah.
That I'll probably just be able to start right away. So my plan was January. And then Brock and I are planning like Tahoe for New Year's, Sundance, like all these snowboarding trips. And I was like, whoa, wait, I can't be snowboarding if I'm free. Oh my God. He's like, can you push it to February? And I was like, okay, I can push it another month. Then I can just even January start getting my diet a little better, smoke a little less weed. I've already, like, I'm not drinking until we go to Hawaii next week. I'm like, I'm cutting that out right now.
How many fucking vacations are you going on?
This is we decided to Christmas with the Cranks It and skip Christmas and do a vacation. We're like, presents this year. Yeah. We are going to take a family vacation. Justice, my sister's boyfriend is coming with us. Brock's coming with us. My parents, obviously. Aww. I'm flying them first class. I'm giving them just the royal treatment for Christmas.
That's so nice, though. And the holidays are just, like, so much pressure. And, like, that's so much nicer to me to, like, be with your friend, like, in Hawaii. Like,
yeah.
I'm honestly very jealous. I might sleep in your carry-on.
You can totally come.
Okay, don't
tempt me. We're going to Maui on Wednesday.
Okay, don't scream because I want to leave my life. So.
So. I, you know, froze my eggs. Tyler Henry told me to do that. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it again. But the craziest part out of all of the things he told me, when I was like, okay, I was like, what about love? And he was like, oh, woo, pump the brakes, sister. And I was like, wait, what, am I gonna be alone forever? Like, I'm happy being single now. And like, I mean, there was the Adam thing, whatever. But I was like, wait, like, don't tell me like I'm gonna be alone forever. And he's like, no. He goes, he's like, whoever they are, my spirit gods, my dead grandparents, whoever. He's like, they're just like, whoa, like pump the brakes on that. This is not your time. He goes, you need to focus on your career, your fitness, and just you right now. Not this guy. He goes, leave that for what it is. That is nothing. Like, it is not going to be anything. Trust me.
Wow.
I didn't listen. And then I was like, okay, you were right.
You're right,
I get
bitch.
It. You're
that's
right.
The worst.
I know. And I knew he was right. Deep down, I knew he was right. Even when I started dating Max last November, I was like, no. Tyler Henry told me it wasn't the time. And then that, you know, 5 weeks later blew up in my face. But whatever. But he told me, he goes, end of 2019, 2020, that's your time for love. And so for the past year and a few months, I've had that in the back of my mind. When I was dating Max in November, I was like, you know, I was like, I know this isn't the right time, but this guy is really into me. And why would I pass up an opportunity if just because, a psychic told me it's not the right time? But you know what? He was right. It was not the right time.
Wow.
So anyone who's come into my life in the last year, I'm just like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, we'll see where it goes. Keep it casual. But everything else Tyler Henry said has come true already. This is the last bit that I'm waiting on. So I was like, just, you know, be open. And then, boom, here we are, end of 2019. And I have my dream man who just came out of nowhere.
That's literally crazy. But it's also like, you know, when you work on yourself and when you just really focus on getting yourself together, that is what attracts, you know, that same energy to you. Like, people who have their shit together are going to, like, naturally. So it's like when you are, like, in your own headspace, you're like, I'm good right now.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. Like, that's when you're the most attractive. I First of all, your nails are fucking everything. I keep looking at them. You always have the sickest nails. But I just think it's like the other thing, like going back to like people being like, are you moving in together? And like talking about kids and stuff is like, I feel like we have this narrative that, you know, in your mid-30s, you have to have already established a family and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that people are always like rushing into things. And then it turns out that they end up in relationships with the wrong people that they feel obligated to. And then there's kids that are part of that relationship and it makes it super complicated, you know? And I feel like, you know, taking your time and just living your life. And, you know, I love that you're speaking up about, you know, the process of freezing your eggs, because I feel like a lot of people don't consider that as a real option.
Yeah.
And people, there's also like so many medical risks like from the past, like, you know, technology has changed, like all of it has changed so much.
And it's expensive. Not everyone can afford it, but it's just like for those who can, I just want them to know this is an option, or save up for it. If you're 30, save up. And when you're 32, do it. You know, it's
exactly.
It's something that, it was just, you know, really important for me to share publicly. And I mean, I'm such an open book, whether it's on here, on the show, on Instagram, like I don't hide anything.
Right.
So, that was just, you know, one thing I wanted to tell people.
Well, it's amazing.
It was crazy, too, because the night him and I met, we were both fully talking to other people.
Really?
And just dropped them like flies, like, a week later. And, anyways. Tell me what's going on in your dating life. Come on.
It's tragic. It's really tragic, honestly. I've been single for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, and totally happy with that. Like, honestly, just like living my life and like focusing on like work and just like life has been like crazy, like tide pool of like swirling shit. So finally this year I was like, you know what? I'm ready to date people. And so I've like been actively trying to date people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what's messing me up. Cause like I keep meeting dudes that are like, now that I'm like so much more comfortable with like expressing like my gender identity and like wearing makeup and like doing whatever, like I find these like creepy dudes that like at first they seem cool and they're like, you know, I really like when you wear like dresses and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is like a lot. Like, are you gonna kill me? Like, if you're gonna kill me, like at least make sure I get good press shots, like in the news, you know, because I need the publicity. there's this one dude that I really like right now, but he's like, I don't know, I keep fucking it up. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty like normal person. I'm like easy to talk to, but like when I get around him, I'm always like, you're so handsome. Like, I'm just like awful. So it's been a struggle, but honestly, I'm just trying to like kind of refocus my life and just like focus on, you know, my career and stuff. I was talking to a dude a couple months ago, and he was like super. He came out of nowhere. We were like mutual friends. He's really hot, has an amazing job in an advertising agency, funny, and starts calling me, blowing me up every day. And, like, that's weird. I don't know anyone that calls anyone. So the fact that he just started calling me over and over,
Brock,
I was
calls.
Like,
he's a caller.
I'm like,
he's a FaceTimer.
Yeah, I'm like, where?
Every day,
where did you
multiple
come from?
Times a day.
Yeah. And I was like, awesome. I love it. I'm into it. And so it was just really, really cool. Like, really, all of a sudden, and I was like, what's wrong with you? Like, I was like, this is, like, too good. Like, what's wrong with you? And, like, a couple weeks go by, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and he just, like, ghosts me. And I was talking to him during the time, and I was, like, on his Instagram, like, looking for mutual friends. I was like, oh, how do you know this guy? And he's like, oh, to be honest, went on a date with him. He was trash, like, said all this stuff about him. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So after he ghosts me, the next day, on that guy that we were talking about, his story, they're together, and I was ouch.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so that's my dating life.
Okay.
In a nutshell. Yeah. So, if there are any attractive suitors listening to this, in 2020 onward, like, I'm available. Also, if you just want to Venmo me, it's at Chester-Lockhart. Like, that'll get you a date secured.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you ever get random Venmo requests from people you don't know?
All the time. They'll be like, help me. My child needs soccer practice money.
Help me with my student loans.
Yeah,
like, I had this one girl request like $1,500.
Yeah.
And then the other day, I got one for $25, and I almost considered it because she sent a really sweet message and was like, I'm such a big fan of yours, like, I'm really struggling right now, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, I would rather, like, send, I don't know, do it in a different way, like a Visa gift card.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't trust that Venmo somehow isn't going to give her my bank account info.
Yeah, I don't love it.
And it's linked to my business account, and I was like, and I'm like, there's no way to, like, message this girl and be like, I would like to help, but don't ask me for shit on Venmo. So
exactly, don't request me on Venmo and that be the
thing. Yeah, it just it weirds me out when it comes to account things online. Friends only.
Friends only. I got one time. It was for like $5,000 or something, and it was like I have kidnapped someone in your family, and I'm like I doubt that. Also, I don't talk to them. Yeah. So. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venmo. Random. Yeah. So I have been seeing you literally everywhere.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I love it. Every time I see you in something new, it's so exciting. I mean, from the Taylor Swift music video to Paris Hilton's music video to Hulu and to other shows that I know you probably can't talk about. But okay, just... I don't even know where to start. Taylor Swift. Let's start there.
Okay.
So you know her through Todrick.
I do, yeah.
Okay. How did that whole thing come about? Did she just ask you to be in the video? Did you have to audition?
I've hung out with her a few times because of Todrick. Like, she's always been super cool. She's super down to earth. Obviously, I'm a huge fan. Who isn't? And we were shooting Todrick's video, which was huge this year, Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels. And on the set.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It's a bop. And so we're shooting that. We're literally on set in the middle of it. And she calls. And I was like, what is going on? And she's like, hey, okay, so I'm filming the last day of my video tomorrow. Do you want to be in it? And I was like, yeah. She didn't give me any details. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And so the next day we were there on set and it was filmed. Like, I was like, me and Laverne were like the last day, like, scene of all of it. So I didn't even know who else was in it. None of us knew who else was in it. There were like so many NDAs we had to sign. So it was like so on lockdown. So when it finally came out, I was like, oh my God, that person's in it. Oh my God, that person's in it. And it was just like on set, like, you don't hear the music or anything. Like, so it was just incredible. And Taylor.
Did you know what song it was for though?
No.
So, okay, and so this was for those of you who don't know, it was for the You Need to Calm Down video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know that. You're just there in your cute pink outfit.
Yes. We had no information, but I was just like, I was so down. I was so excited to be there. She's like, wear whatever you want. Like, they just had like all these like clothes picked out. I was like, wear whatever. And like, she was explaining the song to me, but I'd never heard it until it came out. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. This is such a cool thing. And it was just such a like... honestly, life-changing thing, because it was like, wow, I got to be in this thing when I didn't even know, with all these like icons and stuff, and like with Taylor Swift, who is like arguably like the biggest artist right now. So it's just, it was so cool. Yeah. And she's amazing. She's so lovely.
That's awesome. See, I love hearing that because I've heard so many mixed stories about her where it's like, I'm a huge fan of her music.
Yeah.
I think she's an amazing performer. I've seen her several times.
Yeah.
But then I've heard stories where people are like, yeah, but I met her and she was kind of a bitch. And I'm like, don't say that, because it's like, I never want to hear that about someone I'm a fan of, that they're not nice in person.
It's also,
and like, you know her. So it's like, I would trust you, obviously. Then she might have been having a bad day.
That's my thing though, because I feel like anyone who's like a public figure and they're like, well, I met them, and it's like, I mean, you know, you have good days, you have bad days.
Yeah.
Like, you're a person, and like, also there's like circumstance, like, you don't know if that person was in like a rush or whatever, and so it's like,
yeah,
it's
one of her cats could have just died, like, you don't know.
You have no idea. And it's like, also there's just like so much, everyone has personal stuff that is not in public, so you don't know what that person's going through. I can say every time I've been around her, even my first time meeting her, which was she brought Todrick and I to her concert in 2015, like, it was nothing but like love, and she treated everyone on set so kindly. She went around to every single person and was like shaking hands and like knew everybody, and like, you know. And then we like partied with her when the video got nominated for all the VMAs. We partied with her, and she was like, just bought us like so much food, and it was just such a like lovely experience.
I love that.
Yeah, so it was like, there was no way that like, if I hadn't already been a fan, which I was obviously, like, that just made it like so incredible to see her be so humble and kind, and like to have her parents around all the time, which
I love that.
Yeah, so it was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What about Paris Hilton, because you were in that video as well?
Yes.
Were you on set with Kim Kardashian?
I was there at the same time, but I had to leave to go to something else. And so literally I'm getting in my car, my Uber, and I look out and I see Kim walking across to the studio, and I'm like, God damn it. And I was like, can I get out? But I had to go somewhere else. So I knew the director, and she was like, do you want to do this like fun video in a club? And I was like, well, what is it? And she's like, we don't really know yet. Honestly, it's for Paris Hilton. And Paris and I have like talked online like one or two times. So I was like, I mean, yeah, duh. And so it just happened really fast. And the person that we shall not name was also there that you were saying, and it was really fun and fast, and I mean, Paris is like a goddess, so it was really fun and simple and fast. Yeah, it was really, really crazy that we had to, like, my friend Dorian Electra, who was also in it, was like smashing bottles on their head, and like it was just out of control. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like so much fun.
Yeah, and I mean, iconic that it's Kim and Paris.
I know, right?
Again,
like, they were filming Kardashians there as well.
Yeah,
I mean, I saw it on one of the episodes this season.
Yeah, we were like there, and like we were filming a scene, and like there was like a lot of buzzing happening. So I was like, I feel like, and they didn't tell us Kim was gonna be there. So I was like, something's going on. And then all of a sudden, like, there was, like, as I was leaving, there were so many paps outside, like, trying to get pictures across the lot of them together. And I was like,
oh my God. My sister and Erica Costell recently had dinner with Paris, and my sister is like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. I haven't seen her, like, out or hung out with her in probably, like, over a decade. It was, like, back in the, like, Ledoux days, like, pre-iPhone days.
My God.
Like, all the time would be, like, the same table at clubs and stuff. Yeah. But I haven't seen her in forever.
Yes.
Oh my God, the Razor. Yes. Or, like, a
sidekick. Did you see that's coming back? The Razor phone?
Yes.
Which I'm kind of here for, honestly. Right? I want one. I never felt cooler than when I had that stupid little flip shit.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of phones and being on set, when you're on set and you have downtime, what's like one of your go-to things to do?
I mean, I love playing games. It's like, I love playing games on my phone. Like, I play a lot of like fantasy games. And then I also play a lot of like puzzle games and stuff. Just like things that are like, it's like, it's almost like I don't have to think about it, but I'm just like doing something that's like working my brain, I guess, you know?
I just started playing a new one, and it's like, Brock's like, Sheena, you need to get off your phone, because I think I'm on like, I don't know, level like 67 now. It's called Best Fiends Stars. Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's one of those ones where, you know, like you like match and blast your way through. It's like you have like the three, and then you match them, and like the slugs are the antagonists. So it's like you're killing bugs, but I mean, they're slugs, so whatever.
So you're my exes.
But
you're
yeah, it's
about,
like those explosive puzzles, and you collect like a ton of cute characters. It's very like, you know, Taylor Swift's like the music video that you did, how it's just like all like the super bright colors.
Yes, yes.
It's very similar to that. So
what's it called?
It's called Best Fiends Stars. A lot of people think it's Best Friends, but it's Best Fiends. So it's in this like magical world of Minutia, and it's really dope.
Come on, vocabulary.
Yeah, there's a fun social feature that you can team up with like your friends and family and play too. We were doing this on Friendsgiving. We let my mom like take some breaks from cooking and then play the game. Yeah, and then we were like podcasting. So it was like we had podcasting, and then we were playing games, and then we were cooking. But it's fun because it's just like it's one of those ones, you know, like you just get addicted to, and you just go level to level to level.
Well, yeah. Sounds like it's going to be my new obsession.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can download Best Fiends Stars for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And when you're on your next set, you have a new game to play to keep you busy.
Well, I'm very booked and blessed, so I will be playing it often.
Yeah. Okay. So this morning, I guess you told me that you haven't even seen your episode.
Yes.
So I just watched a new show. Well, it's not a new show. It's coming back. Their second season. And it's called Into the Dark on Hulu.
Yes.
Your episode is called Midnight Kiss.
Yes.
And I love it. It's coming back Friday, December 27th on Hulu. So just in time for New Year's. Perfect time for this episode called Midnight Kiss.
Yes.
And I got a special screener sent to me.
We have like a group chat, all the people in the movie, and we were all texting each other. Like, I sent them the video. I was like, how is she seeing this before us? Like, we were all so pissed.
Yeah. Well, I'm not obviously going to give any spoilers, but I will just say that you were not in the episode long enough. You needed to be in it more for sure.
That's how I feel about everything. Yes.
And here's what pisses me off. Literally, I have 4 minutes left and the internet just decides to cut out.
No!
And this like link that Hulu sent me, it was like you could only use it for 20 minutes. So I don't think I can log back in to see it.
No!
So now I have to wait till December 27th to find out how it ends.
Did you like it though? Were you into it?
No, it was so good. And then I'm like, okay, like I know that this person's the bad guy, but then I'm like, but is there another bad guy? Is he the person in the mask? Wait, what's going on? And then it just ended. And I'm like, did she die? I was so frustrated. So you don't even have to, you're not going to give me spoiler alerts. Don't tell me. I'm going to watch it when it comes out. Mm-hmm. When I get home tonight, I'm going to see if I can log back in and finish it.
You tell me how it ends because I haven't even seen it.
Oh my God. But I mean, it was so cool to just like see you. I mean, you know, like I see you on stage in Vegas with me and then I see you in a music video and then to see you in a TV show that's like a drama, but still has your quirky humor, which I loved. Yeah. That was so dope. So I know you just did that.
Yes.
But I did read something a few months ago that was a pilot you booked.
Yes.
Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah. Okay. So the pilot is called Glamorous.
Okay.
And it was written by Jordan Ardino. It was for CW. Jordan's written for Desperate Housewives for a long time.
Awesome.
He's written for Star Trek, I believe, like just tons of shows. He's an amazing, amazing writer. And so it was for CW. Eva Longoria directed.
Oh, love that.
In her pilot directing debut.
Amazing.
And it starred Brooke Shields and one of my absolute best friends, Ben J. Pierce. Miss Benny is a musician and actor. And so when I was a series regular on that. So when I found, I didn't know until the very end of the audition process that he was the lead character.
Oh, wow.
So when I found out that I booked it and that we were doing it together and that we were going to interact, and it's so, basically the story was, it's like this intern for like, Brooke Shields' character owns this like amazing makeup company. It's the biggest makeup company in the world, and takes Benny on as her apprentice. And
cool.
So I'm like this like queer underground, like nightlife person, which is very me in real life. And I like show him like the streets and stuff. So it was, I played a non-binary character. All of the lead characters were, you know, either people of color or women. There were no straight male white characters, which is crazy,
cool,
you know. So it was an amazing show about representation and about the makeup world, because there really aren't any, makeup is such a huge thing, and there's not really any TV shows about the makeup industry,
right?
So it was like an unbelievable experience. It was so cool to be on a show. First of all, Eva Longoria, legendary.
Obsessed with her.
Obsessed. Have you met her?
I did, actually. Yeah. It was like, God, like probably like 11 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
At the ALMA Awards.
Oh my God.
I was the trophy girl.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I got to meet her, Jessica Alba, Cheech and Chong, like all these people backstage.
Oh my God.
And I mean, I'm nobody then. I am just like an extra.
Before Vanderpump and everything.
Before everything. Yeah. Like I maybe had like one or two commercials on air.
Wow.
And I got to meet her, and I just have been obsessed with her since Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love her. And
she's
anytime
just,
people tell me I look like her, I'm just like, oh my God, tell me more. Tell me more. I forget what it was, like a photo shoot or something I did recently, and someone's like, oh my God, I thought you were Eva Longoria. I was like, what?
Thank you. I'm getting that tattooed on my back. Yes. She's incredible. She's an amazing director. She's so warm and lovely. Everyone, Brooke Shields, legend, like everyone was so great. It was like one of the best experiences. I can't really say much more than that, but it was just like such a positive, and I'm like so thankful eternally, because it like, it changed my kind of perception of the industry, because up until then, I had never really felt like there were that many characters that represented me, like, you know, being this person. And so to see a character that's so closely, I felt really resonated with my personal story as like a non-binary person, and like the struggles that they go through, especially also like being a nightlife person, like it really was amazing. So I'm so excited for all the new TV that's coming out that embraces these characters.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when do we get to see that?
I am not allowed to say anything really, but you'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for that.
Yes, please.
There is a new movie that deals with the makeup industry called Like a Boss with Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen the trailer or anything, but I've heard of it. Yeah, yeah.
I just saw the trailer recently because Lala and I actually did a music video as a promo for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to run on Bravo, maybe on like E and NBC as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I know on Bravo.
Yeah.
So we did this whole, I mean, it was a full music video shoot. Like, I can't even imagine how much this cost. And it's called Like a Boss, our song. So we recorded this song together.
Which you guys looked amazing. I saw the behind the scenes stuff on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. That'll be out in a couple weeks, and the movie looks great. Wait, do we get to go to the premiere? And they're like, if you're in New York. I was like, damn it. I might be. I don't know.
You should go. Tiffany Haddish is like, I think she's
love
the funniest
her.
Person. Yeah.
Have you seen her new Netflix special?
No, I haven't
either.
Yet. Yeah.
I know. I want to watch it.
I want to watch it so
I might do that
bad.
Tonight.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that might be my night right now.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the holidays?
I think I'm going to go see my parents. My parents just, they used to live in Vegas.
Right.
And they moved recently to this little town in Arizona, which I really hate. But, you know, I'm not going to hate on them. But
at least it's still drivable.
Yeah, it's drivable. It's cute. I mean, it's really pretty. You go through the desert. So I'm thinking of, like, spending some time with them. I was going to be in London for New Year's, but now I'm thinking of just staying home. I'm burnt out from this year. Like, I'm burnt out from, like, doing events and stuff. Like, I just kind of want to, like, chill. So I think I'm going to stay here. I'm working on... I'm going to the Midnight Kiss Hulu premiere coming up really soon.
Fun.
So I'll finally get to see it after you. And then right now I'm just working on my album, which is what I'm like primarily focused on for like the next like 2 or 3 months, in addition to some other TV and film things that are coming out in the new year. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. When you drive to Arizona, do you go through Palm Springs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I take
so
that
let
route.
Me know when you're going.
Oh my God! Because you live in Palm Springs now.
Yeah.
You have your house there.
Yeah. So I'll be out there around the holidays as well. So and didn't the Midnight Kissing that took place in Palm Springs?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
I know this area.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I honestly literally forgot that it took place in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, I'm gonna crash your holiday plans.
Yeah. I don't know what we're doing yet. I still do have to get some shopping done. Have you got all your shopping done?
Absolutely not. What are you talking about? No.
So, have you heard of Rakuten? Because it's going to help you finish your holiday shopping.
Okay.
So, while you're spending money, you're also getting cash back.
Oh, I have heard of this. Yeah.
There's been so many commercials lately, especially just around the holidays. But it's one of those free member-based loyalty programs, and it lets you earn up to 40% cash back.
And it's just, you just put it in, like, when you're doing your online shopping.
Yeah, so when you're online shopping, there's over 2,500 stores, like, a ton of stores that you would already shop at, like, and Walmart. Like,
wow.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm like, I stan Walmart.
Already, honey, the
there's
deals.
There's everything there, from electronics to clothes to makeup to toys. Like, you can do all of your Christmas shopping there for your family. So there's, I mean, a million other stores like JCPenney. You can do eBay, Expedia.
Wow.
Yeah, there's Overstock, Orbitz, like a ton.
Oh, my God.
So, but it's always free. There's no gimmicks, no points to redeem. It's just, like, simple and easy to use. And it's like, if you're spending the money, you may as well get almost half of it back.
Wow.
Literally. So you guys can go to Rakuten.com, click on the retailer you're looking for, activate the cash back, and then just shop as normal, and you get a percentage of every purchase you make up to 40%.
Well, thank you for telling me this, because I literally still have to do all of my shopping, and I will be doing it with Rakuten.
And then every 3 months, you get paid in the form of a check or PayPal. So
it's like you did a gig.
Yeah.
So it's like you got a job.
Exactly.
Honestly, thank you for hiring me.
So sign up today at Rakuten.com, and that's RAKUTEN.com.
Yeah.
Finish all your holiday shopping, people, because it's going to come up so quick. It's like, we're already going to Hawaii on Wednesday, and then we get back on Christmas Eve, but then it's Christmas, but we're skipping presents, but we're still doing stocking stuffers. So I'm like, I still need to get, like, little things, because it would be weird to, like, be at my mom's on Christmas morning and there's, like, nothing.
I just find it so hard. Like, I just, like, it's so hard. Now we live in this age of, like, Amazon and just everything is direct and everyone just buys things for themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly like, what do you not have
already?
And, like, that's hard to me. So I kind of just am foregoing presents a lot more because it's like, A, I'm saving money, and B, there's no stress involved with me getting me the wrong thing.
Yeah, so we're like, let's just do, like, little stocking stuffer things. So we still have, like, we'll have Christmas morning breakfast, have, like, a few little things to open, but nothing elaborate. Like, that's Hawaii. We're spending thousands in Hawaii.
Which is so much better. Spending money on experiences versus things is so
and
much
still,
better.
Like, with my family and my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So it's great.
So much more.
He's like, well, I still have to, like, buy you one thing. So, like, what do you want? And I was like, nothing. Nothing. Literally,
honestly.
If I want something, I'm going to get it for myself.
Hello?
And then,
'cause she what? Makes her own money.
Yeah. I saw him looking at this purse that, because every year I buy myself a new black purse, and that's like my go-to purse for the next year. And so, because I was like, I can think of one thing, but that's something I'm getting myself. And then I saw him looking up this Louis Vuitton, like, black and gold bag, and I'm like, oh, that is gorgeous.
Wow.
But I was like, no, I'm getting a purse for myself, but I haven't bought a purse for myself yet. So I was like, No, you're not getting me that. That's too much. But I was like, I mean, if you want to get it for me for my birthday, I'll forget about it by then. So then it'll be a surprise. Because right now I'm still thinking about it.
The strategy involved with that. Like, if you get it to me for me while I'm thinking about it, it's awful and you're rude. But
you
if
know?
You don't.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, don't buy me anything. But I mean, I've already ordered him a few things because I can't help it. It is like my best and worst quality. I spoil people. But I'm finally dating someone who deserves to be spoiled.
Is that your love language? Is it gifting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. And his and I's, like, we're very similar, like, physical touch, quality time, and words of affirmation are our top three. Mm. Receiving gifts is not one, but giving gifts is absolutely one. Mm. So it's like, we're so similar in that. I'm like, well, I want to get you something. He's like, well, I want to get you something. I'm like, we're not getting each other anything.
Just like a competition.
But nothing's been ordered yet, so don't think about it.
And when you order it, you're doing it on record time.
I know, right? I'm like, wait, actually, did I order that when I was drunk the other night? This is why I'm not drinking for the next week, because I do. I go on Amazon, and then I just, like, buy things.
Oh.
And then they're at my door, and I'm like, it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime is like Christmas year-round, because I forget what I order. And then, yeah,
you just open your door and
shows up at my door.
Boxes, yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't order it.
Oh, thank God. I ordered a mattress one time when I was drunk. Yeah.
A mattress?
A full-blown mattress, yeah. And it was a great purchase. I love it. I love my mattress, but I literally, like, I opened my door, and then, you know, they come in those huge boxes, uh-huh. I rolled up, and so it went, foomp, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I looked, I was like, I ordered a mattress, because they're not cheap. So I was like,
no.
Oh my God, I ordered a mattress.
And oh
so,
my God, that's
thankfully,
funny.
Thankfully, I love it, and I've gotten the best sleep of my life.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Hashtag, this is not an ad.
Literally not an ad. I'm not going to say the brand name, but I love it.
Yeah.
Purple.
I remember, like, a year and a half ago, it was around the holidays, but then also you were doing the videos for Icing.
Yes.
That were hilarious. Yes. Do you have any new ones coming out?
Not planned right now. I drank up all their alcohol budget, those videos. So basically in these videos, they were like advertisements for, Icing, which is Claire's adult brand, for their drinkware and for different accessories. And so I would be this bartender and I just make drinks. First of all, I don't know how to make drinks. I'm not a bartender. Second of all, I would take like 8 shots before we would start filming. And they wouldn't give me rules. They would just be like, do whatever you want. And so I'd be like, this New Year's Eve, I'm going to make a balls drop. This was called the Big Icy Balls. Like, I mean, you've seen them. I go crazy.
Yeah.
So I did a bunch of them. But I think after a year of me spending thousands on cognac for them, I think they're set for
pumping
a while.
The brakes
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just doing like a lot of little like press promo things for Into the Dark, which I'm super stoked about. And going back to that, by the way, like I was gonna say, like what I said about Glamorous with there being cool queer characters on TV, like first of all, like I'm like such a horror fan, so it's like amazing to be part of a horror anthology series. And then second, like I feel like especially in horror, there's like no gay people ever.
Yeah.
And like people of color also, like it's like they're always the first people to die.
Mm-hmm.
So to be on set with this, with Blumhouse, which they did Paranormal Activity, they did The Purge, they did like every like huge horror movie, and to have this really cool story that's all about queer people and it like feels authentic and real and fun, like was like such a cool experience. And so I think very game changing. So every other horror studio needs to catch up, sweetie. Okay.
And I mean, it's so good.
I love that you were watching it because I obviously know what happened. So like, when you were like,
Yeah, but it was so good. Had you seen that show before being on set? Okay.
Yeah. So the first season has aired already, and so we filmed earlier this year, and so by that time I had already watched a couple.
Yeah.
And so it happened all so fast, but I was already a fan, and so
because
I love horror stuff. So when I found out that I was doing this, and then that I got to basically play myself. I mean, you saw it.
Yeah. Totally. It was so
like,
you.
So stoked.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, there was still, you know, that closet scene where I mean, you're acting.
Honey.
Like, incredible.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. It was very, very, all of the filming was very intense, and it was like the first time that I've ever worked with like prosthetics and stuff like that. So it was really cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
So I know you mentioned earlier that you have some new music you're working on.
Yes.
When can we expect some new music and videos?
Oh, girl, we'll see if I can get my shit together. I think this is I'm hoping this album comes out in spring, but we will see.
Okay.
But that's what I'm aiming for. There's definitely stuff coming out February, March, and April. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to finally, I've been saying it for like, I mean, a year ago I wrote and recorded this song and then kind of put it on hold for a while. And then we filmed the video this summer and I was going to release it in September and then we pushed it to November. And then I'm like, why don't I just release it when the show's on air and there's more buzz?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be releasing my One More Time music video next month. We're going to do like a big release party for it and all that. So I'll definitely invite you.
I was going to say, I'd better friggin' be there.
And then I have a couple other songs I'm working on, because now that I am dating someone, he's like low-key jealous he's not the guy in the video or on the album cover.
So you got to catch up and make
I was like, how about I write a song that's like more about you and then you can be in the video? I'm like, I don't want you to be the guy in the video for a song that's about hooking up one last time and then moving on. Thank you, next. So, yeah. More to come from Sheena and Chester and our music adventures.
Come literally. Sorry. Yes. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I know you got to get out of here. So,
oh my God. Time flies.
I know. So tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on Santa Monica Boulevard. I live in a cardboard. you can find me at Chester Lockhart on everything, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. And my Venmo is at Chester-Lockhart. That's very important. So if you want to send me $5, $10, $20,000, I will accept it.
And it's Lockhart without the E.
Lockhart without the... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's like Lockfart, but it's Lockhart. Thank you.
And be sure to check out Into the Dark. The episode is called Midnight Kiss. It will be back Friday, December 27th, season 2 on Hulu. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Love you. Bye. JFK.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make you mine.